My name's John Hawkins. I'm from the north of England. I'm 23 years old. I went into prison in 1998. I got a 4-year sentence for robbery. We went in a big store as the store was closing, and the security guard let us into an upstairs boiler room. It was an inside job, and it was pretty much kosher. Once everybody had left the shop, left the building, we came back down and we robbed the place basically to the amount of around £12,000. That involved tying up both the security guard and a woman. We were wearing balaclavas. We had to get the woman to open the safe, and then we left. We weren't armed. We tied the lady up, and there were police reports saying that she was bruised and stuff like that, but we didn't hurt anybody. The reason I did the robbery was so that I could start a new life elsewhere. In fact, even though I was taking heroin at the time, with that amount of money, I stopped completely because I knew what I wanted, and that was to get away from the heroin, get away from the lifestyle, and this money was going to help me do that. The first time I walked into HMP Hull, I thought I'd taken a step into the Middle Ages. It's like a dungeon. The standard is really, really poor. I mean, I don't know if it's changed now, but I walked into a cell and it's old brick, whitewashed walls, bars on the windows with, well, sometimes nothing there, just bars, but usually plastic in between them. There would be vomit, and blood in the corner. And it was just a really, really depressing place. Life has changed for me dramatically. For the last 2 years, I've been living in London. Just before my 21st birthday, I overdosed, and it was kind of like a reality check. The one person that I thought I could trust, I found out that I couldn't trust. This was after 10 months of living on the streets, and a further, 2 years of addiction to heroin after I came out of prison. So, coming up to mid-August in 2002, I had a reality check with where my life was at, basically. Decided that my life needed to change. Decided that I was going to make a change, and on that, just really just hoped that, I could be given the chance by a project like the one I'm at now, the Nehemiah Project, to change my life. There are many new things that I do in my life. I mean, I've started college recently. I've taken responsibility for my life, and it feels good. There's a real self-worth that comes with that, and it's a genuine self-worth, not the self-worth that you get from the feelings of, sticking a needle in your arm and injecting yourself with heroin.